Hi, welcome to Two Non-Doctors. I'm Liz Mealy.
I'm Maria Shahada.
We're in the same room. Hell yeah, doing it. What you doing here, Maria?
I don't know. I think I came into town to watch your special with you.
Yeah, I had a special, guys. It is out. It's been out. By the time you hear this, it's been out a week, and you should already watched it.
It's so good. We had a watch party. That was so much fun.
So much fun. There was balloons. Yeah. There was cats attacking balloons. What was the highlights?
There's cookies.
We had cookies. You gotta have cookies.
Carmen brought these big fat cookies.
Okay. That's what you remember from the party.
I have no idea what you said.
Didn't hear one joke. You're like, yo.
I remember you looking cute, and I remember they were cookies.
You gonna finish these? Guys, who's gonna finish these?
Yeah.
It was fun. I feel very fortunate. Thank you everybody that watched and said nice stuff. And I feel very fortunate that people are like, you're so prolific. You write so much. It's become a burden. I have a new hour. It's called Space Camp, and I'm kind of ready to record it. The nice thing is, like, venues take a while, so I probably won't record it for the next couple of months.
Something's got to slow you down.
I know, a little bit. But the cool thing is you can see us on tour in May all over Europe, because we'll be in the same room again.
Yeah, that's gonna be so much fun.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
How are you doing? How's your stay in New York City?
Good. I love your place. I love staying here. I always have good hair in New York.
It's perfect hair. I don't even think this camera's doing it justice.
Camera never does me justice. I always see myself. I'm like, fuck that. I'm prettier than these cameras.
Also, we're having like a monsoon. Like it's been raining. I'm assuming it was raining in London, because it's never not raining in London, and you just brought the rain and it hasn't stopped. And it's, dude, I was soaked by the time I got to the gym, and like my umbrella, like it was one of those things where like I almost hit somebody because I was using it as a coping shield. Oh, it was horrible.
It was wind and rain. And I was like, I have like a super dry coat for the rain, but it got my legs. And anyway, I was miserable, and there was wind like throwing water in my face and all over me. And I was just like, I just need to get back. Like after, cause I went to yoga, and
we both
like
went to the gym today.
Everything blocks me from getting back. So it's just like, I had one more block to go. And then some construction worker was like,
no,
you gotta go around. And I was like, come on. I was like, I'm right there. I just need to go left. And he's like, go that way. And I didn't want to spite him. I went down this other block, but because your street it's really angled. Hard to explain. Yeah. It's angled and it's weird. So if you go another block, you end up like 10 minutes out of your way. So I stopped for bagels. It was
I went to yoga and then I got bagels, and it's not my fault. It's not my fault.
But like the compliments, like New York will always give women compliments. Like if you're ever feeling down about yourself, like go to New York.
I'm here.
They will just tell you you look hot. You're like, I'm miserable. I'm wet. I'm cold. I'm angry. I want to kill you. And they're like, you're hot. I'm like, okay, thanks.
See you so much. I did need that pick me up. Don't come near me. But I did need that pick me up.
But yeah, I don't know if it's the New York water or whatever, but my hair really behaves here. And as soon as I leave, my hair's like, you can go fuck yourself. And I'm like, well, we were getting along so well.
Yeah, you should bring, like, the same way that our bagels, pizza are better because of the water. I think our hair is better because of the water.
I think so.
I'm going to ship you some New York water, and you're going to be, like, dipping your hair in it.
I actually think you can make a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, aren't there people?
Another Patreon idea.
Yeah. For $1,000, I'll ship you my bath water. Okay. Because wasn't there like a pizza place in LA that their whole thing was like, we get New York City water, and that's why our pizza is good? And people are like, let's calm down. So that can't be. Whatever we're trying to do to help the environment, that has to be the opposite, where you're shipping water from the other side of the country.
LA needs some water, and you guys have too much of it, so there's never a good distribution.
Yeah,
can you hear the crackling
of my fire?
There's a fire going on.
We have a fireplace. It's so miserable that I like came home. I was like, don't talk to me. Do you want a fire? And she's like, I don't want to talk to you. And of course,
you
make a fire. No, it's the best part about my apartment. I have a working fireplace. And Evan, I think like pretty early in our relationship, when he found out I had a working fireplace, sent me an article about how New York City no longer makes working fireplaces. Like you can't, like these traditional ones. I think you can have like the, I don't know, it's like in a box and it's not real wood.
Fake ass fireplace.
Fact. The fake ass fireplace, the technical term, fake ass fireplace. But yeah, I have like one of the last. I have one of the last fireplaces, guys.
We're reaping the benefits.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. I am, my brain's mush.
I feel like if we just like let the fire go and that be the podcast, I think we would get millions.
Oh my God. Like we've always talked about how ASMR Maria Liz podcast would do way better than regular
us talking bullshit.
We actually ruined the vibe.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm sorry. I didn't like sleep last night. Okay. I would love to know people's opinions on this. My brother came over to my screening party and was like, I have ribs. Can you preheat your oven? And I was like, what? And he was like, I made ribs.
I brought ribs for everyone.
Yeah, no. He brought them for me and my old roommate, Chris. And I was like, okay, well, it seems like it's my party. So it comes over, takes out this huge, he has a backpack, but just takes out a huge Tupperware of meat. I love my brother so much. And I nailed it. Like as soon as he walked in, the preheat, it was like, you're welcome. But in Sammy fashion, just juices and crap everywhere. And he apologized. But before he left, he's like, oh, there's a self-cleaning part of your oven. I've never known there's a self-cleaning button on an oven, let alone used it. He basically told me as long as nothing's in it, you just press it after a cup, it locks. So make sure, you know, nothing in there, pets, people, friends. You know, whatever, aren't in there. It locks and then it cleans it. And I should have asked follow-up questions or, you know, Googled it or not listened to my brother.
Why would you? I mean, considering technology today and AI.
And my brother.
Of course an oven can clean itself.
Yeah, and my brother's smarter than me and he said to do it. And I don't ask follow-up questions. If my brother was just like, hey, aliens are coming on Tuesday and you should make sure your taxes are done, I'd be like, oh, I should probably get that stuff ready. He's on top of shit. So anyway, everybody except for like you and Evan and Adrian leave. And he did the little boopy boop before he left. And then next thing you know, my whole apartment smells like death. Like it just smells like...
Evan's coughing.
Yeah, and you can see it. And so it's like I turned on the fan, I opened up a window, but you can't cancel it. And I just my brain like I
said, are we dying at the same time? Evan goes, I think we're dying.
But it was like this kind of like happy go lucky evening. And the next thing I know, I couldn't sleep because I was Googling like, is this carbon monoxide poisoning? Should we not be home when this is happening? How likely are we going to die because of this? Is this bad for pets?
I went to sleep thinking I may not wake up, but I am tired. It was jet lagged, you know?
Oh, dude, it was like 5 a.m. your time when you went to bed. So you're just like, it's either poison or exhaustion.
Yeah, eternal rest doesn't seem terrible. Let's just go for it.
Dude, I was so stressed about it. I did like 18 Googles. Everybody's like, you're fine. And I was like, it doesn't smell like fine. I don't let the cat sleep in my room because Lunchbox, if you move at all, just like gets in your face and was like, you want to play now? And you're like, I don't want to play now. And he's like, you do though. And you're like, I don't want to play. Like, it's just like a constant. So they go to bed normal, like at the edge of the bed. And then at some point in the middle of the night, they want to play with your face. And so they're not allowed in the bedroom. But this time, because I didn't want them to die, I let them stay there. And of course, within like an hour, Lunchbox is like, you want
to
play?
I much prefer Lunchbox than to Ghost. I let Ghost in this morning. Ghost bites faces. He bites your head, he bites your face. He pretends to be your friend. That's the worst part. Because he comes up and he's just like, hey. And you're like, oh my God, hi. And then you pet him and he's like,
hey, is there something?
And then he's just, ow.
But he does this thing where he's like, is that?
Yeah.
So is there something? Is that a little bit of salt?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to learn not to have pastrami on your face. He goes for it. I don't know. Like, I hate him.
No, don't say that.
I know it hurts you because you love him.
I love both of them.
But you need to know.
No, everybody has their friends. But all that to be said, I was worried about them dying the most. They were crying. So then I was like, that means they're dying. And I went to go check on them and they just were following me around. So what I do when they sometimes cry is I play with them. So I put on the laser pointer, I played with them for a little bit and that kind of satiated them. But then when I went back to bed, I was like up. So I didn't go to bed until like 4 a.m. And then by that time I was like, I should probably check on this oven. And I did. I turned off the fan. I closed the window. I made sure there's no death. Just so you know, I've peeked in this oven. I don't know if you've ever used the self-cleaning feature. For all the kerfuffle and drama and fear of dying, it's not clean. It's not clean. And like, it's not, like, maybe it's not sticky. It might not be sticky, but it's not.
Well, you still have to clean it. It just loosens everything in there. And then you have to go in and scrub it away.
Like, immediately? Because I didn't do that.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's not self-cleaning. That's like self-starting to help you clean. That's like a cleaning assistant. That's a cleaning assistant button.
That's such. It's like a self. I loosened it up for you. What more do you want from me? I'm an oven.
I'm coming in like, gag, you're welcome. Just, I don't know. I don't. I just. Isn't it weird that like the littlest thing? That's how I know how my brain works. Where like I was like, that don't smell right. I don't have enough facts to know what's happening. Go. They say we're not dying, but. Don't trust the internet. We're dying.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much our podcast is, I think we're dying.
We're here. We're not dead yet. Yeah. Despite little headless Liz's best efforts.
Little headless blobs.
Okay.
I guess some announcements. I mean, we kind of did it up top.
We did that at the top.
Yeah. We're touring. We got a special.
I'm going to be in the West End. It kind of made me sad when I said that to people yesterday and nobody knew what the West End was.
Oh, so maybe you need to tell people.
No, but I mean, is that something you needed to tell people?
I don't know.
Like, you heard of Broadway. You didn't know you didn't know, like.
You seemed really happy, so I knew it was a big deal.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that's what makes me sad is that, like, you were never actually caring in my joy. You're just like, cool, dude. And I was like, what?
But don't you, like, I dated an actor. Like 10 years ago, and he's like, it's the da da da. And I was like, okay, is that a building? And he's like, no, it's the da da da. And I was like, okay.
Can we open a bar called the da da da?
The da da da. Hey, you want to get drunk at the da da da?
Yeah.
But like, he said it like 3 times, and then he told me it's like before, it's like the venue before you go to Broadway. So like, if you get something done there, if you get something like that thing, and I was just like,
it's like off Broadway.
Yeah, but it's like this specific venue. I don't, I'm half of this is broken in my brain, but like it was a specific venue that if you're like play or whatever it was done there, that it's like on its way to Broadway. And I was like, okay, well, cool. Yeah.
London's West End is New York's Broadway.
Okay.
And I'll be performing 16th, April 16th through the 24th, except for the 22nd, opening for Jonathan Pye, who is a political comedian in the UK.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about it. I'm gonna buy a dress.
Yeah. Go see Maria's new dress.
Yeah.
And then we're touring Europe. And I'm proud of us. Oh, I have t-shirts. I have t-shirts of my album cover. I have to figure out what tier that they would go under. Shirt tier. But I'll add that to the Patreon. I am in charge of the Patreon, and I am overwhelmed. So give me a second. I have some stickers I need to send out, and I have to get my life together. But we've gotten a bunch of Patreons.
Thank you to everyone who's signed up.
Very grateful.
Yeah,
because we're not always going to be performing on the West End. It's just a temporary.
I'm pretty sure they'll kick me out after 2 days.
They'll be like, "That's your dress.
What mistake did we make?"
You can check out our Patreon, and it is patreon.com/2nondoctors, full word doctors.
Number two.
The number two. Googly Googs?
Yeah, sure. Let's go for the Googles.
I did a self-tape. I don't know how many people. So you used to do auditions, but since the pandemic, nobody does auditions anymore. You do a self-tape. And it's funny, when I used to rarely do self-tapes in like 2019, my roommate would be like, shh, there's a car alarm, or like, oh, there's a ambulance. And now it's like, I can't tell you how many times. So you have to do a slate where you go, my name is Liz Mealy, I'm 5'1", I live in New York City. But like, I can't tell you how many times I'm just like, hey, you know, this is Liz Mealy, I live in New York, this ambiance, you know what I mean? Like, this is, you know, cliche New York sounds. Okay, do you have your Google?
I had like two Googles.
I had 18 when I thought I was going to die, but that's not what I want to do my Googles about.
Oh, yeah. why do pimps carry canes?
Okay. I need to know how we got here before you.
Thinking about career choices and
You're looking for a change.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I don't know if I look good with a cane.
Would it be the hooker or the pimp? Do we say hooker anymore? I don't think we do.
Independent contractor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sindependent condo. No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
All right. Well, I would know. I was watching The Deuce.
Okay.
And I think actually Johnny asked, why do they carry canes? And it was just one of those things where you go, because they do. And then you're like, well, why do they?
Yeah.
But I never got a satisfactory answer. It was like the connection between pimps and canes goes back to the 20th century, all the way back to the 20th century when pimps aimed to outshine everyone else. But yeah. Like that means just 70s pimps, because I don't know, the pimps of yore didn't carry canes.
Doesn't it feel like it was like one dude and everybody's like, oh, I like that.
Yeah, like I think that's what happened, and then they had to like outdo that dude, aim to outshine everyone else. Canes weren't just for walking; they were like bling for showing off their power and style. Pimps went all out, decorating their canes with so much flair you'd think they were art pieces.
I was going to be like, you would think they were TGI Fridays.
Yeah. They're called the pimp stick, a cane coat hanger, et cetera, used by a pimp to beat a prostitute. Okay, so that was the other reason.
Oh, abuse.
Not as fun. Yeah. So flair and abuse are the reasons they carry canes.
Because if I was in a position of power, right, I would not want to seem weak or frail. The way a cane normally insinuates. So a part of me feels like it would be a secret, like, what is it? The batons in like the UK, like they don't have guns. They have like,
yeah,
I'll murder you with a stick batons or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe like, that's how I interpret it. That it's less about injury and compensation.
It's not at all about injury and compensation. It's, well, they got the swagger and then the stick just happens to like kind of, it's kind of a dance, right? Okay, so under No Stupid Questions Reddit, with which to whack the hose, one says, someone else asks, you ever been hit with a cane?
Cool.
Their dick is too big, so they need a cane to walk properly. So that's reason number three.
Yeah,
flair, beatings. And swagger, dick swagger.
Cool. I don't think Reddit, if our podcast has no facts, Reddit has less facts. I'm just saying.
Mick Jagger's dick swagger.
Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. Man, I think I have to re-Google mine because I can't find my work. But I don't, you know, when something like you see it, one thing on the internet, and then within a week, it's like everywhere. I saw a video that was like, women need more sleep. It was just like, women need more sleep. And studies from the test of time have always been done on men. And we're just starting to find out that this 7 to 8 hours of sleep doesn't apply to women, and that women need anywhere from 8 to 10 hours of sleep. So I saw the video, and then my sister like 2 days later sent it to me, and I was like, girl, I'm ahead of you. And then I saw like 4 other videos, and like, this is the thing. Is it true that just about everything is done on men, men's bodies, you know, men's hormones, men, and then for women, they're like, just like minus one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just like, oh, if it's 2 Advil for men, we'll take one away. Like, they don't actually do anything on our bodies. And then the fact that our bodies, our hormones are always changing throughout our lives. And there's nothing to be like, it seems like more and more, it should be like, hey, if you're a teenager, this is what you should have. And if you're in your 20s and 30s, this is what you should have. And if you're in your 40s and 50s, like, I just don't understand it. Regardless, I saw like 18 videos. And I finally was like, let's see how much this is true. And it's a little all over the place. It is confirmed that women do need more sleep, but it's, the amount is very wishy-washy. So like, one was like, yeah, but like 20 minutes more. And I was like, good enough for me. Like, I was like, as somebody that's like yelled at their boyfriend, like, leave me alone. I'm like, 20 more minutes. But yeah, like they make, but that's again, what I'm saying is like, maybe, because my dad read a book on sleep, So my dad used to pick us up at like 6 a.m. from sleepovers when we were kids, used to get us up at like 6 a.m. on the weekends to start our day. And that was like me and my older sister and a little bit Emily. And then my dad read this like 800-page book on sleep when Em was still in high school and changed everything. My dad started letting them sleep in until 9.
Plant that book?
I know. Plant it. It would have affected me better.
Yeah.
But anyway, he found out. We all know babies need more sleep, but he found out that teenagers need the most amount of sleep and that you're actually stunting their physical growth and their mental like growth by not letting them sleep more. So if, again, the average person needs to, and my dad would sleep like 4 hours. So my dad was like, you got 6 hours, you're fine. But sleep being one of the most important things in general, and then teenagers need more sleep. So he started letting like my brothers and my sister actually sleep. So that I do know about. But what's really interesting to me is that like, I remember from this book, because I read some of it to make sure that I can always yell at him. They say anything less than 6 hours of sleep, you're not functioning completely. And like your brain starts to kind of deteriorate and shit. Like you're literally doing brain damage every time you get less than 6 hours of sleep.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it is nuts.
So you should be really stupid by now because all the flights you took.
It's very true. I don't know if it's 20 minutes or 2 hours, but women do need more sleep. And I will hold that to my heart and use that fake or real study forever. What are you looking at?
I was looking to see how much time, because it was like.
Oh yeah. You want to see our time?
Well, let me go in 20 minutes. I was like, well, we're done.
We did it.
I have more Google. Don't you worry. I mean, I think I get about 9 hours when I'm uninterrupted and like, you know, like I can do whatever I want for sleep wise. So I think I go for 9, like naturally.
Yeah. I mean, if I am tired and I don't set an alarm, I think I'm between 8 and 9 hours.
Yeah.
And because when my dad read that book, like when I was probably in my early 20s, every single thing says probably the most important thing you can do for your health is sleep. And it's like the thing, at least in America, that people are like, not really, like, you don't need it. And it's like, you do.
I get up at 7, regardless of what time I go to sleep, which is annoying. And then the other week, it was like the week before my period. So I think it was because of my period, but I was like, I could not stay up past 9. Like my eyes were like, we are shutting now. And like, cause Johnny and I would watch TV and I'm just out and I wanted to spend time with him. So I don't know, but there was like 3 days in a row. I fell asleep really fucking early. And yeah, he's like, why are you falling asleep early? And I was like, I think it's my period, but I don't know.
So in general, hormone fluctuations and stuff, like you do need more, like your body's working in overdrive. So that makes sense to me. But also, this might be dumb. I don't know if this is like a real study. Also, somebody on the interwebs, not anybody that's probably a value, was like the reason you sleep easier or quicker around your partner or your best friend is because you feel comfortable with them. The same way that,
told
like,
because I saw something similar on Instagram. Yes. I told him that he wasn't buying it.
That's how I feel about my cats. Like, my cats come over and they just plop and they sleep, and I was like, they feel so comfortable with me.
Yeah, he wasn't flattered by that whatsoever. So,
I went to go visit Amanda and Ashley, two friends from high school, and they both had toddlers. They both have 2-year-olds, and I drove that morning. I was like kind of touring, and then I drove that morning, hung out. And then at some point, the kids are, we're all on our couch, kids are running around, and I curled up like a cat in a ball, and they're screaming, throwing toys or whatever, and I just fell asleep at like 4 p.m. in the middle of everything. And like, I mean, her daughter was almost going to be like, is she alive? like, and they literally thought they were like, there's no way she could sleep around all this, but I was so tired. I'm very comfortable around these women. I've known them over 20 years. I, you know, did a little cat nap for like 20 minutes. And then I think again, night owl, work at night. I went to bed at like 9:30, like again, falling asleep on the couch, like could not keep my eyes open.
Yeah. I mean, I do think like comedy can be very demanding on your time, especially with all the traveling you do. So it's like, you're like, hey, I'm safe with these people. I'm out. I'd love to spend the time with you. But
that
like,
being said, as somebody that sleeps around strangers every single weekend on planes, just I put an eye mask and I was like, I'm out. Like,
yeah,
I can pretty much sleep almost anywhere on a plane.
The flight to Dubai was so empty that like all the rows I went to look for, because there's a woman with her baby and she was just kind of standing and moving back and forth, which annoyed me because everything annoys me. And mm-hmm. So I moved to the back of the plane to try to find a row to sleep in. And there was just like row after row after row of people. People love on planes to cover their whole body and like their whole thing.
Notice that.
Do like, people sleep like this normally?
Oh, Carmen does.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Covering it's the blankets over
it,
your
head. It makes me feel like claustrophobic.
Yeah. I don't like it at all. I don't like it.
And you look like a fancy ghost.
Yeah. So everybody, it looked like I was going down like a morgue. It was just body after body after body. And I was like, I guess I'll join you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
I Googled, is there a pill you can take to improve your hair texture?
And, like make it softer?
Like to just, yeah, make it, I think also around my period, like hormones affect your hair and like my hair looks like shit the week before my period. There's nothing I can do about it. And I think it gets oilier or something, but I just have frizzy, disgusting fucking hair before my period, just mixed with everything else. It sucks. Anyway.
You seem upset about
I am.
You want to talk about
it? Yeah, I'm like, it looks so good right
it
now.
It looks
so
good.
That I'm just like, why? I know you're capable.
Why don't you fucking
try? Why don't
try?
You do this all the time?
Why don't you try? I mean, mine's dirty, but no, you're doing magic. You've got magic going on.
Yeah. And so the first thing that came up was like, medicine you take can affect your hair, because like everything affects your hair. If you smoke, it affects your hair. Like, so it's just like, if that's the case, then why not have a pill that can improve your hair texture? So like I would get hair keratin treatments to like smooth out my hair and, you know, make it less frizzy. And but I'm just like, why do I have to go through this whole chemical process when like, if I smoke a cigarette, it will fuck up my hair. So there must be something you can take. And no, I don't think so. So
can
the
you
medicine
like an
that
avocado?
Affects your hair is like, yeah, I mean, I think so.
Cause they always tell you to take biotin to help grow your hair. That might not be texture, but to grow your hair.
Right.
And biotin is in something.
My eyelashes look amazing.
They do great. Look great.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying is like, there's got to be something you can eat that.
Right. Right. Well, nothing, no food came up. And then they said that's the medicines that were like chemotherapy can make your hair curlier, which wasn't what I was asking.
Cool.
I'm like, doesn't it make it fall out though? Now that I'm thinking about it, vitamin D is supposed to affect your hair positively, but
I take vitamin D
every
day. I don't
think that's for growth and not texture. It just feels like there should be something.
You're going to invent it.
Looks like it.
Our 18th Patreon tier is the Kickstarter to help us with our new business. Two girls with a hair plan.
We'll have a commercial for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, we'll work on
this. Do you want long, flowy hair like ours?
Just curly. Are your curls bringing you down? Okay. That is frustrating. Man, my brain's broken.
That's okay. There's lots been going on. And your special's out now. So that's one thing done. This yeah. podcast is almost over. That's another thing done.
Nailed it.
30 minutes, I think, is enough of us, right?
Yeah. We'll do better.
We'll do better next time. We're having a good time together. Okay.
Guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
Buy a t-shirt.
Hang out with us in a t-shirt. Come see us on tour. Okay. Thank you so much. We will see you next week. And thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And we'll be, yeah, bye. Nailing it.
Struggle bus.